COVID-19 variants spread across the US.
How is it evolving?
Some of us have been having trouble reading lately. It's like the magic is gone. What happened to feeling captivated or swept away by a book? To staying up late, turning its pages? Writer Catherine Rundell has a solution.
We're in the middle of a global pandemic, and I think you should be reading children's books right now.
Not because they're shorter, easier, and have pictures, but because children's books might be exactly what we all need to restore our lives.
Children's books say to you, hope matters, love matters. Children's books will not ever pontificate or self-congratulate because children will not wait while they do so. So children's books have to be a distillation. They are a distillation of our most vulnerable heart, of our hopes and of our dreams. They're a kind of literary vodka.
And who couldn't use a shot of literary vodka right now? I'm Anne Strange Champs, inviting you to season 3 of Bookmarks, the kids' book edition. Great writers recommend stories about magical swords, white wolves, Mississippi river rafts, and red-haired orphan girls. Children's books worth reading and rereading, no matter how old you are. So rediscover the joy of reading. Join us for Bookmarks, Season 3. Brought to you by the producers of To the Best of Our Knowledge.